It's Wednesday Cleveland Show.
Hey everyone, how you doing out there? I'm doing okay today. It's a beautiful sunny day here, as I can see through the crack in my blackout curtains. And it's going to be a short one today. I just wanted to send a little note out, say hi, and let you know that something exciting is being announced within the next 24 hours. And that's what I've been doing for the last couple days. I've been shooting and editing some stuff for this thing, which will be announced soon, and then we can talk about it freely. But I will say that it's very exciting, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So the last couple of days, let's see, there was the shooting and editing, and then I got tacos yesterday. Very exciting. And I didn't suffer any intestinal distress afterwards, which is good because, as many of you know, I've had to be kind of delicate with my stomach since the whole incident in London. I only dabbled with a little salsa. I didn't put a full amount on, but I did get the chips with salsa because you get the enormous bag of chips. Once again, if we ever can have travelers to Los Angeles again, which of course we will, I recommend going to Gardens of Taxco. So when there's the big drag con LA next year, make sure you take time to go to Gardens of Taxco for the best Mexican food that I've had in LA. I'm really, really, really thrilled and grateful that I'm in a decent mood this morning, because they're not easy to come by in this time, right? I did wake up from a very bizarre nightmare, which was, of course, related to all the stuff going on. But it's kind of foggy now, and there's no reason for me to relive it. But I kind of woke up at the start, but then I was immediately relieved that I was not in that circumstance that I was dreaming of. Very exciting delivery news mixed with a little bit of delivery terror. I was sitting editing in a t-shirt, underwear, and my glasses, and suddenly there was a bang at my door, or rather, a very furtive knock. And I immediately went, yes, what is it? Because I was trying to think of what horrible circumstance would lead to someone doing such a thing. Well, it turned out that the webcam that I ordered off of eBay, because you can't get them anywhere else, arrived only about a day or so after I ordered it, maybe 2 days. Who's able to keep track these days? But I was able to find a Logitech webcam from a seller located in California, and it was probably 40 to 60% more than the normal price, but hey, that's the deal right now, you know? At least it was cheaper than the one I saw on Amazon where someone was trying to charge $250, which is outrageous. Normally, I think they go for about 60 bucks, 70 at the top end of things. And of course, since I've been doing all this shooting and stuff, I wanted to get this thing as fast as possible, and thankfully, I was able to. But I apparently had to sign for the thing. I didn't know that you could tell the guy, sign for it yourself. My friend Kieran across the hall let me know that that can be done and will be done in the future if anything comes to the apartment that needs to be signed for, because I'm not going to go through this again. So I just kind of yelled through the door, hey, cool, just give me a minute. I got to put some clothes on. Maybe a slight exaggeration of the actual circumstance, but I mean, what's the difference? Saying I got to put some clothes on, I got to put some pants on and all my protective gear. What's the difference? So just make it quick, make it punchy, and allow more time to actually get the mask, gloves, and pants on. So I suit up, although amazingly, I can't get the gloves on correctly. I'm sure this has happened to you. Every other time I put them on, fairly easy, but maybe it was because I was trying to rush the process where the gloves just got stuck, and so they look slightly more like balloons now. And so I'm kind of, you know, trying to make my way through this whole thing. I get the mask on, I get the gloves on, and the pants. The pants were the first to go on. Then I get to the door, and there's, you know, obviously trepidation opening the door, but I need this webcam. And I say, okay, I open the door, and now my glasses are starting to fog up because the mask is on a little strangely or something like that. And the whole thing's just uncomfortable. Thankfully, the mailman is wearing a mask. I can't remember now if he's wearing gloves, actually, but it was all such a blur because I was just so frantic to get this transaction over with. So he extends the machine over to me, and it has that little pen on it, the kind of pen that you don't want to touch in a time like this, the kind of pen that could have been handled by anyone and probably has been. So that's dangling off the thing, but I can't get a good grab at it. So he has to sort of swing the machine towards me so the pen will then, you know, like a swing. Yeah. Just, you know, swing on over to me. And so I'm able to grab it, and I'm thankful to be wearing gloves. And now I'm trying to write my name and address on the thing, which is curious because the address, I mean, why do I have to put the address? Aren't you at the address? Isn't it on the shipping information? But anyway, I start scrawling my name and everything. And then I just go, does this have to be legible? And he goes, no, just write whatever. And so I just make a couple, you know, slash marks. We're done. And then, though, he tries to hand the thing to me. Now, I had said earlier through the door, great, could you just please drop it on the doormat? Which would then be allowing that package to keep the other packages company. Other packages that were very exciting, but yet not exciting enough to hustle into the house just yet. And he actually seemed a little miffed that I wouldn't just take it from his hand. And he kind of dropped it quickly on the other package, and I was just relieved that the whole thing was over with. But then, of course, what do you do? The adrenaline's going still, even though that I might have been doing everything right. Doesn't matter, because I just thought, oh my God, now I'm exposed to another person, and then what am I going to do? And then take all my clothes off after I close the door. And I still don't know that inside this box is the webcam. So I don't know how thrilled I'm going to be when I open it up. It could be a supplement I ordered or something. But anyway, I do the whole routine. What do I do first? It's hard to remember with such exciting times going on what happened first, what happened second. But basically, I got all the stuff off, washed my hands, changed my clothes, got worried that maybe, you know, I tracked something in. Did I step past the threshold of my door into the hallway? Then at a certain point, you have to stop the worry because you can only worry so much and you can only do what you can worry about. But as you know, I'm a big advocate of thinking the whole process through and then maybe worrying about the stuff you shouldn't worry about, because why not? Better to be safe than sorry, and better to seem like a Howard Hughes type than sick. So I hustled the package out to the holding area, which is also known as the balcony in better times. And what do I do? Do I open it right then? I'm trying to remember. No, probably not. So probably the order was I hustled the thing out to the balcony and then worried about having my shoes on walking over the carpet, because there's the outside shoes and then there's the inside shoes. The inside shoes are a battered old pair of Vans that I've had forever, and they were just in a bag in my closet. They were probably in a bag for some travel time where I wanted to have a backup, or I don't know what, maybe when I was going to some pool party or something a year ago. So there's the worry about that, and then there's the resulting disinfecting of the areas. But great news on that front. One of the other packages that was sitting out there contained two things. Or rather, five things, but two different types of things. In this jumbo box from Amazon, which at first I thought was delivered to the main hallway mail area, which filled me with a sense of irritation and dread, because inside this box was three giant bottles of Clorox cleanup spray with bleach. That's right. Put your party hats on, sound the noisemakers, because I finally have a disinfectant spray that is not a bleach and water combination. I mean, is it the kind of stuff that you want to put in your system, just like the shithead says? No, it certainly isn't. But I can put it in a spray bottle, spray the spray, then wipe whatever I need to up, and then put it away. I don't have to do all the fucking extra steps of being scared of gassing myself, all of that. Granted, you still have to rinse the cleaner off, but that's fine. And the other type of item in the box, two large packs of Twinings English breakfast tea. And after I get that first package out to the balcony, which I know that I have to take care of very soon, because I think there's a notice on it that says it's from eBay, so I know what it is now, and I'm very excited. I put more gloves on after I take care of the initial gloves, because I realize I should open this stuff all up now. And then I just sort of push the box over, open it up, and pull out the bleach spray containers, hustle those over to the balcony, wearing the inside shoes now, because I'm not crossing over the threshold. This also means, of course, that I'm leaving a large empty box in my common hallway, but it's right in front of my door. And really, you shouldn't be hanging out in the hallway anyway. If you're loitering in the hallway, then fuck you, because I really don't have any concern about whether or not it's cramping your style. It's not really intruding in the hallway. If anyone wonders why it's out there or why I've left it out there, tough shit, up to you. I'll leave it there for a few more days until I make my big run to the bowels of the building to dispose of the trash and recycling. So I go back out to the balcony, and now I can take care of this package. I can open it up. The boxes of tea are sitting on the table out there, and I know I've got to take care of that somehow, because I don't want to leave those out there because of the elements and all that. But they're in a box, right? A closed box. So eventually I can just rip the top off that thing and dump the contents out onto the quote-unquote dining room table. I don't use it for a dining room whatsoever. It's a dining area. And that's over by the rack of shelves that I've been telling you about, over by the one thin weak wall in my apartment. So presently that holds a bunch of materials and goods, like stacks of DVDs, various pieces of electronic equipment and also the pink backdrop that is used for the artwork for Live from Lockdown. Speaking of artwork, I have some messages out to Allie, the designer who did the Whimsically Volatile artwork, for a couple of pieces of artwork. But if anyone wants to try their hand at some artwork for stuff, let's see what you think. Let's check it out. No guarantees, no promises at all. But who knows? Maybe something will strike my fancy. I do have something specific in mind, so I'll probably end up going with that. But if you want to do something while we're in quarantine, have at it. Hopefully, Ali will be doing a Craig and Friends logo, but we'll see. I'm waiting to hear back on that, and hope to have good results soon. So anyway, back to the whole package process. I have a pair of scissors that's used strictly for opening up the packages, so I open that up, and I'm thrilled that it's the Logitech, because I can use it for my filming and all that stuff, and I gotta say, the difference in quality is phenomenal. But I can't use it quite yet, right, because I gotta clean the thing. Oh, that's what led me to get the cleaning stuff out of the hallway. So this was the process. So I did that, took care of it, then got rid of all that, the gloves and all that stuff. That's what I did. Okay, and then, so same story, just the two steps of the process were removed slightly from each other time-wise. Since the inside package of the Logitech camera was still sealed, all I really had to do was get rid of the outer cardboard and dump it into a large mixing bowl that I happened to have out to test eggs to make sure that they were still good. And this is a handy tip. If you have eggs and they've been there for a while and you're not sure if they're still good, fill up a large clear glass bowl or plastic bowl. That doesn't really matter. A large clear bowl with water and then put all the eggs inside. And if the eggs sit at the bottom comfortably, then they're still good. If they float to the top, they're not so good. And if they start to just tip upwards, also, they're on the way out. Oh, did you hear that? That means that another film has transferred and will be up for Movie Club soon. Which reminds me, new Movie Club announcement. I think I may have mentioned it on the show. I'm not sure. But The Apple is up there now. So when I'm done talking right now, I'm going to play a song from The Apple. And if you haven't seen The Apple, you should get into it. And if you want to get into it in a very easy way, you should join the club that supports this show. That's right, Hot Dog Club. You know Hot Dog Club. They're the group, they're the community that makes this show possible. And it's a community you can join very easily by going to patreon.com/Craig and Friends. Head on over there now, see which reward tier works right for you. And of course, as I've said many times before, but can't say it enough because it's so true, the $10 option is really the most sophisticated and chic option, because once you sign up there, you are ushered straight away into Movie Club. There's a lot of them up there already. They're all fantastic. And the ones coming up ahead, also fantastic. Let's see. There's going to be, like I said, The Apple. Also, Ladies and Gentlemen, The Fabulous Stains. Tenebrae, the Argento classic. And a Bette Midler double feature, which might turn into a Bette Midler film festival. That will start with a double dose of Jake Shears on Movie Club for Ruthless People and Outrageous Fortune. So all that's to come. But head on over there now, sign up, and let the delight flow into your life. Also, like I said, it's supporting this show. So, what else is supporting this show? Yes, cleanliness. Or rather, the ability to not be terrified of common household objects. And that's brought to me by this spray. Plus, there's caffeine. You need to have some caffeine to keep alert and keep tidy, right? So that's the package story, I think, so far. Oh, right. And there's a supplement that's in a bag waiting for me in the hallway. So yesterday, I was shooting some stuff, and I took a nap. Woke up a little too late, but I was able to push one of the tapings till today, which is good. And today's a very full day. It's actually wall-to-wall, so I should get off the phone and get ready for some of that stuff. But the thing I taped yesterday, one of them, was with the delightful Karen from Finance. And I had to push a little bit because my taco delivery was a little bit delayed. I was so happy to get the tacos again. And I got the jumbo guacamole. That's all gone. The tacos dispatched. It was heavenly. I still have a lot of salsa left over, but I have to be very, very delicate with that. I was so in the groove of getting the gloves on, disposing of things, that I... What did I do when I got it? Right, I asked the gentleman who delivered it to please leave it outside. He did. I waited a minute for him to leave, just in case there was any droplets in the air. Then I got the bag and just opened the trash can and put the bag in it, and then ripped open the top. I already laid out the Pyrex bowls, which are invaluable this time, by the way, for dumping of the chips, dumping of the guacamole, all of that, as well as a plate that was awaiting deposit of the tacos on top. So rip, bang, zoom, got all that taken care of, then washed the hands again. Thankfully, all of the containers were now in the trash, which is getting full. I got to get rid of that again. So that should probably be in the next day or something like that. So you'll have another exciting detailing of my trash journey very soon, along with lots more lockdown feelings. And please keep those coming to whimsicallyvolatile@gmail.com with lockdown feelings in the subject header. Just want to remind you again, lockdown feelings in the subject header. There's been some clever and fun subject headers that have come in, but it makes it harder for me to arrange them, to organize them, if they don't have lockdown feelings in the subject header. I had the remainder of the guacamole for breakfast today, but I think there's breakfast part two coming up, which might be a hot dog. I definitely had hot dog breakfast the other day. It was perfect. I think I'm down to my last 2-3 hot dogs, so maybe I'll have to put in an order for more. Though we'll see about that. I don't want to overdo it, because one of the things I found in quarantine is that any meal that seems perfect for right now, try not to eat it too often, because you know what? You'll get sick of it. Like the pasta with canned salmon and the peas and the olives. I'm kind of off that right now, but I'm sure that'll make its way back into the rotation. Okay, so I gotta go now. I'm gonna take care of some of the other stuff that you'll be hearing about in the next 24 hours. It's gonna be announced, and I'm happy about it. You'll be happy about it. We can be happy about it together very soon. Gonna close out the show with a song from the fabulous 1980 sci-fi futuristic musical, The Apple, set in the long-distant future, of course, of 1994. And this is coming to Movie Club very soon. It's already been announced. There'll be more talk about it. It's really a staple of bad film culture. It is one of the best bad movies you'll ever see. If you like disco, if you like sci-fi, if you like really believable premises, you will love this film. And if you've seen it already, what better time is there to relive the magic and be part of the Movie Club? So this song is a lovely Donna Summer ripoff called Coming For You. It's a very subtle lyric, of course, but you know, enough repeated listens and you'll be able to maybe get a handle on what they're trying to get across. There'll be a playlist soon of the lockdown closeout songs, but not just yet. I gotta go. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
I'll take you deeper and deeper.